Hello everyone, Michael Kerr here, back with another exciting episode of Humor at Work. So I'm asking in this episode, who is number one in your workplace? One of Southwest Airlines' mottos is, at Southwest Airlines, the customer is number two. Cue the pom-poms, everyone. And on a similar theme, Hal Rosenbluth, the CEO of the corporate travel agency Rosenbluth International, wrote a book that sums up the secret to their success. The book was called Put the Customer Second, Put Your People First, and Watch Them Kick Butt. So it's not the usual the customer is king approach. You know, the customer is number one that we hear all the time. But hey, you know what? It works. And it's so insanely simple, you'd think that everyone would have figured it out by now. Hire the right people with the right attitude, which means, by the way, you need to make it like Fort Knox to be able to get into your organization. Then offer the right training and tools, set crystal clear expectations, and treat employees the way you treat your most important, passionate, loyal customers. Then watch employees, in turn, treat customers with the same caring commitment and passion they themselves are receiving. Stir, set on a slow simmer, sprinkle in generous helpings of humor, and voila, you've got a recipe for smoking hot success. So what if every person in your organization filled in the blank in this sentence? My organization puts blank first above all else. What answers might you get in your organization? My organization puts profits first, process, politics, safety, senior managers, the environment, customers, or employees? It might be a worthwhile exercise to find out. And now my fun at work tip. A British pub holds an annual competition in search of the world's biggest liar. Contestants have 5 minutes to impress the judges with a convincing whopper. And incidentally, politicians and lawyers are barred from entry as they're considered to have an unfair advantage. A local brewer even sponsors the event and produces a world's biggest liar ale to mark the occasion. What a great idea. So why not create a biggest liar contest in your organization? It'd make a great event at a retreat or Friday luncheon. And the contest could even be used to help people develop their public speaking and storytelling skills in a safe and fun environment. And if you keep the lies to a work-related theme, such as, I don't know, the best customer service experience lie, you never know what outrageously creative ideas might come out of it. And the quote of the week. This is the motto of the Boeing Center in Albuquerque, and I love it. It's applicable to so many of us, I think. Have fun, make a difference, and, oh, by the way, make a profit. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as I'm recording this, we're coming up to September 27th, which just happens to be official Ask a Stupid Question Day. Now look, as I remind people in my Putting Creativity to Work workshops, there are no stupid questions, only stupid people. Wait, no, that's not what I say, but, well, regardless, in honor of the day, here are a few of the wacky tourist questions that I collected for my book, What's So Funny About Alberta? Questions like, does Alberta have milk? Do you have any gas stations in Alberta? At what elevation does an elk become a moose? How come the only native Albertans I've met are from Saskatchewan? When does Alberta close? How many undiscovered lakes do you have in Alberta? If Alberta joined the United States, what would you be called and where would you be located? Well, until next time, everyone, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success.